This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Okay, so let's dive in. There's this question that just keeps popping up, right? Especially for growing B2B businesses. Is Google Ads, you know, still worth actually throwing money at in 2025? It feels like a bit of a minefield sometimes. But there's this recent article by Clark Mago, Google Ads for Small Businesses, Worth It in 2025. It tackles this exact thing. So today we're going to dig into what he found, really try and cut through the noise and figure out how you can make Google Ads actually work for your business now, our mission. Find that secret handshake, if you will, to its power today. So Mago's answer straight up is absolutely yes, but, and this is the big but, when it's done right.
Yeah, exactly. And what's really interesting, I think, is that the complexity itself, the thing that maybe puts some people off, that's actually part of its value now
right.
for businesses that are, you know, savvy enough to navigate it.
How so?
Well, it's not just about spending. It's about outthinking your competition with a level of precision that, frankly, many aren't willing to put the effort into. That's the real shift, I think, for 2025. It's still incredibly powerful for small, mid-sized businesses wanting to scale up.
Right.
Especially, you know, when organic growth just isn't fast enough on its own. It's about getting seen immediately.
Yeah.
Right in front of prospects who are basically raising their hands, showing high intent. And the core idea for Mago's piece really boils down to that one word, precision.
Precision.
Yeah.
Okay.
The old way, just, you know, spraying budget across broad keywords. That's pretty much over. For it to work now, in 2025, you need much smarter targeting. You need decisions based on actual data. And crucially, you need to be optimizing constantly.
Non-stop tweaking.
Pretty much. It's not about being everywhere. It's about being in the right place, the right time, for the right person. That's the game now.
That focus on precision, it really does sound like the key differentiator. So what does that look like in practice? What are the actual advantages, the reasons Mago gives for why Google Ads still works, even with all the changes?
Okay, yeah. He breaks it down into four main reasons. First off, immediate lead generation.
Ah, the speed thing.
Exactly. SEO is vital. It's a long game, right?
Right.
But Google Ads, it can bring in qualified leads almost as soon as you launch a campaign. Mm-hmm. You flip the switch, you start getting data, you start getting leads. You can iterate really fast.
Okay, number one, speed. What's next?
Second is hyper-targeted campaigns. And this is where that precision really kicks in. We're talking about reaching someone who, say, just searched for B2B CRM for remote teams, is maybe within 10 miles of your city and has looked at competitor sites recently.
Wow, that's specific.
Oh, yeah. You can layer search, intent, location, behavior, different audience segments. You're not just finding a customer. You're finding your ideal customer when they're looking.
Got it. Hyper-targeting. Number three.
Third, performance transparency. The analytics now are, well, pretty powerful. It's not just about seeing your cost per acquisition or ROI. It's about understanding exactly which campaign, which ad group, even which specific keyword is driving the best results.
So you know where every penny is going.
And what it's bringing back, yeah.
Yeah.
You can make really surgical adjustments to your budget in, like, real time. Total clarity.
Okay. Transparency. And the last one.
And finally, number four is scalable growth. This is about flexibility. Google Ads lets you ramp up your spending quickly when a campaign is hitting it out of the park. Or, just as importantly, you could pull back, reallocate budget instantly if something's not working.
Yeah.
That kind of agility is tough to match.
Speed, targeting, transparency, scalability. Yeah, I can see how those directly tackle the headaches a lot of growing businesses face with getting leads or just, well, growing. But let's be real. A lot of people listening might have tried Google Ads, maybe Facebook Ads too, and just felt like they poured money down the drain.
Mm.
We hear it all the time, right? Poor targeting, reports that don't make sense, results all over the place, leads to that feeling of, ugh, just wasted money.
Totally. And that's a really valid frustration. But this brings up a crucial point Mago makes in the article. He says, and this is key, the problem isn't the platform, it's the execution.
Okay. So it's not Google's fault. It's our fault.
Maybe not fault, but it's about the strategy or lack thereof. He talks about flying blind.
Wow.
What he means is running ads without really using the essential tools properly, like not setting up detailed audience targeting, not doing A/B testing on your ads or landing pages, not having solid conversion tracking in place, not optimizing the landing pages people hit after they click. If you're missing those pieces, you basically are just burning cash and hoping something sticks. It's like driving without a map, like you said earlier, no direction.
So if you're someone who's had that bad experience before, the takeaway isn't Google Ads sucks. It's more like, okay, I need a much smarter approach this time.
Precisely. It's a call to refine how you're using the tool, not necessarily abandon it.
Okay, that makes sense. Which leads us perfectly into the how-to. How do we actually make Google Ads work in 2025? What are those key strategies MAGA recommends so you're not flying blind?
Right, let's get practical. He outlines four main recommendations. Yeah. First, focus on high converting keywords, not just high volume ones.
Meaning, go
for the specific long tail keywords that show someone is further down the funnel, closer to making a decision. So for a B2B company, maybe instead of just business software, you target CRM software pricing for mid-market or AI sales automation demo. Much more specific intent.
Quality over just raw quantity of searches.
Exactly. Aim for the person ready to solve their problem, not just browsing vaguely.
Okay, high converting keywords. What's number two?
Second, you absolutely must implement rigorous conversion tracking properly. You need to know what happens after the click. Are they filling out a form, requesting a demo, downloading that white paper, making a call? You have to connect your ad spend directly to actual business outcomes. Otherwise, you're guessing.
Tracking the real results, not just clicks. Got it.
Third ties into that. Oh. Optimize for lead quality, not just clicks. Look, getting tons of clicks is useless if none of them turn into actual qualified leads for your sales team. That's just burning budget.
Right. Vanity metrics.
Totally. Your goal is to attract prospects who are a genuine fit and ready to engage, not just tire kickers. So that means constantly refining your ad copy, your targeting, and your landing page experience to filter for quality and intent.
Makes sense. Weed out the noise early. And the final recommendation.
And fourth, he strongly suggests considering professional campaign management.
Bringing in the experts.
Yeah. Look, this isn't just about outsourcing. It's about bringing in specialized expertise to navigate the platform's complexity, implement best practices from day one, and provide accountability. They can often eliminate the guesswork, treat your ad spend like the strategic investment it should be, not just, you know, an expense line item.
Okay, so focus on the right keywords, track real conversions, optimize for lead quality, and consider getting expert help.
That's the core of it.
Yeah.
And Mago really sums it up well. He says, for CEOs focused on growth, needing that reliable lead flow and measurable ROI, Google Ads is still very valuable. But those campaigns have to be intentional. They have to be data-driven, and they absolutely must align with your actual business goals. Precision again.
So wrapping this up, the big takeaway seems clear. Google Ads isn't dead for small businesses in 2025. Far from it. But its success really truly hinges on doing it right. Strategic, precise, data-backed execution. It's not set and forget. It demands active, smart management.
Absolutely. And, you know, thinking of that data-driven aspect, it raises an important question for you, the listener, to really consider. What specifically does data-driven decision-making actually mean for your unique business goals? It's got to be more than just looking at numbers on a dashboard, right? Maybe take some time to reflect. How are you currently measuring success? And how are you actively applying that data? Not just asking what happened, but digging deeper to ask, okay, based on this data, what should we do next to hit our real objectives? Something to chew on.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.